Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Israel's military chief saying Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing for a vote this week on aid for Israel, as well as Ukraine and Taiwan, unveiling a plan to kind of contort the package and squeeze it through the House on foreign policy. Fox's Jared Halpern begins our live team coverage in Washington. So how is the House Speaker aiming to do this over the course of the next several days?
Well, the idea seems to be to sort of vote on all of these individually, kind of separate votes for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. We'll see if that's something that can move forward. I think that each of those, you know, when you look at it in a broad picture, have overwhelming bipartisan support. But in the House, there are some procedural steps that generally are a little bit more party line. And that'll be the challenge for the Speaker here, is whether or not he can kind of get Republicans to at least agree to this plan to move forward on it. Generally, those are procedural votes that Democrats don't help out Republicans and vice versa. The other question, of course, is, you know, how the Senate would handle that. Yesterday, the White House reiterated that President Biden does not support these kind of standalone packages. He wants the full national security package that he has put forward in the Senate passed to become a law, to be what the House ultimately takes up. That being said, the Speaker yesterday indicated that these bills that he will put forward are about the same dollar amount as what the White House has proposed. And so I think that there's still some questions about kind of the steps involved, but it does sound like the House is at least closer than they have been over the last several weeks on taking votes for both Ukraine and Israeli assistance.
Does the aid for Israel change in any way after the Iran air attack over the weekend in terms of where the money may ultimately go?
So far, no. I mean, this is the same type of military assistance that the United States routinely has provided Israel, whether it's for Iron Dome or some of these other missile defense systems that certainly were on display over the weekend. But as of yet, there's not been a request for additional funding. Recall the president put this aid package forward in the aftermath of the Hamas attack and what we've seen happen in Gaza. But again, so far, there has not been kind of a change in how that money would be allocated or even the dollar amount.
Any big takeaways from President Biden's meeting with the Iraqi leader yesterday, the two nations considering the future U.S. troops in the country?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's an important, you know, what you heard from the president a couple of times in that meeting was how vital, how crucial he says that this partnership between the U.S. and Iraq is. And I think from the Iraqi prime minister's perspective, he's looking for something that is beyond just troops in his country. He talked about energy. He talked about trade and economic independence, things that President Biden credited him for expanding. And so I think the question moving forward is kind of what does the U.S.-Iraqi relationship look like? One of the concerns certainly of the administration is that in the absence of the U.S., the Iraqi government is very likely to align itself closer to Iran. There have certainly been some overtures made between those two governments, the prime minister kind of trying to balance those two relationships right now. And so it is an important relationship. There are about 2,000, a little bit more than 2,000 U.S. service members still inside of Iraq as part of this anti-ISIS coalition. Keep in mind as well as rockets, as missiles were flying over Iraqi airspace over the weekend from Iran. At least one of those was shot down by a Patriot battery system outside of Erbil, Iraq. So clearly an important part of the world that the United States would like to keep at least good relations with and some military assets in.
Obviously, we'll hear any breaking updates from you out of Washington as the president embarks on a campaign trip to Pennsylvania. Crucial You Decide 2024 state. Hear more from you on that story throughout the day as well. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Thanks.